Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road here with you. We are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Predators forward Philip Forsberg. Philip, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys?
Doing great. And Philip, it's been forever since we've been able to actually see you and get out there and watch some hockey. What's this time been like for you and the guys right now trying to get ready for next season without really knowing when exactly that's going to be and what's exactly going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's been a while. Obviously, we got that brief stint of playing again back in the bubble, and since then it's been a little bit of unknown, and obviously a lot of things are not certain yet. But for me personally, and I guess a lot of the guys too, we're here skating now and just trying to, I guess, stay ready. Obviously, hopefully we can have a early January start, and that's the mindset for everybody, and everybody's looking well, I think.
So, Philip, now that it's been a few months and time to reflect and try to, of course, gear up for this next season, quickly looking back on last season and the series against Arizona, what is your big takeaway from everything?
I mean, if you start at the regular season, we obviously didn't have a great season. I mean, obviously with a few exceptions, especially Jost with the Norris Trophy, and a couple other players that I thought played well. But overall, I thought it was a disappointment of a regular season for us. And I thought we were getting better, especially right before the break. I thought we were finding a little bit of something. And then once we entered the bubble, it's obviously a special time. I mean, you play best out of five. It's a little less bigger. The errors or mistakes cost you a little bit more. And I thought we played well enough to win, but obviously at the same time we did not. So that's something that we have to realize, that it was definitely not good enough.
Predators forward Philip Forsberg on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Philip, David Poile has been pretty vocal so far in the offseason about needing to see more for some top guys. And he brought up, yourself and Johansson, Duchesne, Arvidsson. When you hear those comments from Poile, what goes through your mind? And what more do you think you have to give heading into next season?
No, I mean, he's not wrong at all. I think we all have said that ourselves, too. I mean, I can only speak for myself, but he's not wrong at all. Like I said, I thought my regular season was not good enough, and I thought that the playoffs was good. I thought, obviously, it was only four games we played, but at that time I thought I played the way I'm supposed to play, attack the game and, be productive that way and just try to drive the team a little bit. And then, just like I said, speaking only for myself, I definitely was not good enough in the regular season, and that's something that we've had a lot of time to reflect about. And like I said, you just try to learn from that. And I thought the playoffs was a step in the right direction for me. Obviously, just a very small sample size of good hockey, but that's definitely something to keep building on.
How much of it, Philip, was you, Ryan, and Victor, getting back together? That line looks so lethal in the postseason. And how important is it to you, if it's important, that you guys stay together for the next season?
No, I think that was definitely played its part. But most importantly, I honestly think it was just the mindset of us three trying to change something. We talked a little bit together, and like I said, I don't want to really speak for them, but just speaking for myself, we had that bad feeling about how the regular season was going. And I think we all just took the time during the break and basically focused on ourselves. I mean, you can't look at somebody else until you look at yourself in the mirror and just realizing that it wasn't good enough. And I think that was the best thing. And obviously, like you said, I thought our line was playing phenomenal hockey in that playoff round. And like you said, I think that was definitely a combination of the two, but probably more so the individual effort that the three of us put in. I mean, literally from day one in camp. And then obviously that chemistry that we already have kind of maximized the efforts that we put into. So I think it was a mix of both.
So, Philip, obviously some big changes made this offseason. I mean, Nick Bonino's gone, Kyle Turris gone as well. You're bringing in some new guys with some different elements to their game. What do you make of the changes in the offseason that have taken place so far that David Poile has put together with this roster? And what do you make of the new group you've got coming in here?
It's like I said, it's definitely a big change. There's a couple of key guys that left. I mean, you mentioned a couple of them, and obviously for me, like Craig Smith's been here since day one, so obviously it'll be a little weird we're not seeing him every day in the locker room, but there's, yeah, multiple guys that we are going to miss. But, you know, like, that's unfortunately how the business goes. I mean, in the best of worlds, you just keep the same team together every year and you just win and win and win. But, you know, that's not that's not how it's going to work. So I think it's, like I said, I love those guys and we're going to miss them, but I'm also excited about the guys you're bringing in. And we haven't been able to really, like, skate and team stuff yet, but I've gotten to meet, the most of the new guys that are here yet, and they're all great guys so far. And obviously we all know what kind of players they are and how much they're going to bring to the table on the actual hockey part. So I'm really excited about that.
A couple of young guys I wanted to ask you about in particular, Philip, on guys who may have prominent roles this year. We're not sure yet, but you've seen at least some of these guys, Philip Tomasino and Ellie Tolvanen. What do you think of them? What do you think is the upside for those two guys?
I mean, offensively, they're both extremely skilled, talented. I mean, obviously, I've seen a little bit more of Tolvi than I've seen of Tomasino yet. I saw him quick in training camp, and then obviously quick before the bubble started too. So, but yeah, I mean, you look at those guys, just the numbers they've been able to put up and at different levels. Obviously, Tomasino mostly in juniors, and what Tolvi's done in the KHL before he came over, and obviously he had a good year in the minors last year too. Right? It's definitely really exciting. And, I mean, this is the time for these guys to step up and make a splash. They obviously are going to get a great opportunity here. And, we're really looking forward to see that.
Predators forward Philip Forsberg on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Philip, to that point, I mean, Ellie Tolvanen, he's got all the skill in the world. We saw at the moment he got here that shot he's got is lethal. But it's very similar to what some young guys go through, you know, playing early in their careers, learning how to play away from the puck and everything that goes into the NHL level. What do you make of that? And as you think back to your journey getting to the NHL on a full-time basis, how big of an adjustment was that for you?
No, I mean, it was obviously an adjustment. I wasn't the biggest guy when I came in. I was fairly tall, but I was pretty skinny. So I think just that, like, the physical level of play was, I guess, the biggest challenge, including with the defense. You know, you make one mistake and it's in the back of the net. But I thought my season in the AHL was really great. Like, I played, got to play a lot. We had a really good, fun team, a lot of guys that obviously have made it up here together. So I thought that was a really good stepping stone for me. And obviously Tolvi has had a couple of years in the minors now, and it looks like he's more and more mature every time he comes into training camp. And like I said, the skill set he's always had, but I think that's the biggest challenge, just getting that, like you said, the details in your game. And like I said, I'm still working on that at 26, so that's not an easy thing. But like I said, the upside those guys have are great. So that's something that we're looking forward to benefit from.
So, Philip, when we talk about you, and you know, when you're not with us, you know, we'll talk about all the skill set, the incredible things that he can do on the ice. You know, this is a guy who could be, you know, a 40-goal scorer someday. Do you think of things that way? Do you think of things in terms of I should be at X number, in, you know, offensively? And do you think that, if so or if not, do you think that that's realistic, you know, 40 goals in a season for Philip Forsberg?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily put up numbers like that. It's a little hard to – I mean, it was one year, I think it was the year I had my career high in goals. I was at 4 goals at Christmas. So 30-something was not looking pretty at that point, obviously. But I think it's just the actual numbers are going to put more stuff in your mind that is actually going to help you. But like you said, I see guys that score 40, and I think personally, I'm not worse than those guys. So I definitely see it as a possibility. But at the same time, I haven't proven that yet. So until that moment, I can't say that. Yeah, I'm a 40 goal scorer. That's something that you obviously have to earn. But like I said, I believe in myself and I believe in the team that we have that can achieve that together.
Predators forward Philip Forsberg on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Philip, what sort of an impact has John Hines had, not only on the team as a whole, but you personally? I know it's been a relatively short amount of time that you guys have been able to be around him, but what sort of an impact has John Hines had on your game so far?
No, I mean, like you said, it was a quick change, obviously, just around New Year's there, and it's the first time in my career that we had a coaching change mid-season, just bringing in a completely new guy like that, and it was obviously a little bit of an adjustment. You don't know what to expect when he comes in, but I thought he brought a different mindset, just trying to work a little more of the mental game, which I think that was something that we definitely benefited from, and obviously we I thought were playing better and better throughout the time with them. And obviously there was multiple reasons for that, just getting familiar with his new ideas and stuff like that. And like I said, when we came back to the bubble, I thought we played our best hockey of the season. Obviously it wasn't enough, which obviously led to some of these changes that are happening here in the off season. But I'm really excited to keep working with Heinze and just keep building on what we had going there.
What do you think with him, Philip, might be, I don't know, added or enhanced now that he, you know, has this full off season and things like that? Like, do you feel like there's more to the Heinze picture that now you guys are going to get here going into this next season?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we got a bigger chunk of it when we started back after the break going into the bubble, because we had a 2-week training camp, at least obviously way more time than when he just jumped in right on a game day, you know, back in January when we got him. So I think definitely, like, once training camp start up here, I think definitely it'll be more of the same that we did before the bubble, and obviously a little more intense because it's a little bit more, I guess, we're a little bit more patient going into the training camp this time than you know that you're playing playoff hockey in 3 weeks. So I think that will definitely be a little bit of an adjustment. But like I said, I thought that was a big chunk of Heinze that we started to pick up, which made us a better team, and I'm really excited to keep working on those things.
All right, Philip, last thing for you here. I know you're a big soccer fan. Have you been keeping up with Nashville SC at all? What have you made of their year so far?
Yeah, they made the playoffs, and it's pretty good for – obviously it was a rough start with the COVID and all that going on back in the start of the season. But, yeah, after that they've been playing well. I haven't been able to go to a game yet, but, yeah, hopefully we can get fans back in that stadium and obviously back in Bridgestone, and we all can enjoy sports here soon enough.
Predators forward Philip Forsberg has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. Philip, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Have a good one, guys.
Absolutely. You as well. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.